Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nicholas Maceman.
What's going on? It's great to be here.
What's going on?
You've immediately offended me. It's Nicholas Maceman, all right?
I apologize.
Get it right.
I will get it right. I'll get it right next week, and then right. And then all other weeks I'll do a similar joke.
Okay. Look, I understand you. We all make mistakes, and
sure.
Recently we've both been up till like 2 a.m. recording kind of stuff for YouTube and. This
That's
podcast,
right.
So...
Exactly. Mistakes are made.
It's been a heck of a week.
It has. So, yeah, speaking of, Collings has edited together the video, our finale of WandaVision. Though this episode is also about WandaVision as a whole.
Yes.
That is specifically about the final episode. It's 35 minutes long.
Wow.
I know, it's great. And he's done an amazing job on that.
The show itself was only 15 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't even make sense, does it? But... as always, we'll be coming back to do the... not as always, but we will be coming back to do the Falcon and Winter Soldier... episodes in 2 weeks. They start in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So Collings can lapse into a coma and hopefully be out by then, which will be fun for him.
I feel like they will be brisker because there'll be less to break down ultimately.
Subterfuge?
There might be some subterfuge, yeah.
Mm.
Well, exactly. We don't know how many of those like Mission Impossible style mask making machines there
That's
are.
True. We don't know. Well, it's a hologram mesh or whatever it is, isn't it?
In Marvel, it is a hologram mesh, yes. But we've never factored in a hologram mesh on top of hologram mesh.
I didn't even think about
and
that.
They're going to introduce that.
It's a really good point. It's a really good point.
And if they do that, and if they do that in the opening episode, you know that by like episode 6, we'll be doing four hologram mesh layers. You know?
And where do you go from there?
Don't
That's
know.
Why they're not doing season 2.
That's right.
They can't top themselves. But yeah, those episodes, as always, they'll go up on bigsandwich.co early, are the audio versions. But speaking of, there's always something new whenever a new episode of this podcast comes out. If you do want to sign up this week, we look at the year 1984 in pop culture.
That's right.
And be like, what's good? What's poppin', we say.
That's
and
right.
What they said at the time, maybe. I don't know.
That's what they said in the novel 1984. That's how they greeted each other in that dystopian society. Big Brother demanded it. He demanded that everybody greeted each other with, hey, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'? What is poppin'? Yeah,
what's poppin'?
So that's in addition to that, there's a huge back catalogue.
I'm double plus good. What's poppin' with you, they'd say.
There's a huge back catalogue of movie commentaries.
That's right, yeah.
And it gets bigger literally every week.
That's right.
And we're not taking anything down for the foreseeable future. So if you want to check that out or sign up and then download everything and quit, whatever. We can't stop you, so why would we?
But you can't stop us taking your $9.
That's right.
So
we will take your $9
we'll take
regardless.
It.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
we sit there lurking.
Yes.
And as soon as the money comes in, we download it to a Cayman Islands bank account.
Exactly. It's secret and illegal. But no, it's legal. Isn't it?
Yep.
So Mason, these are the news of the week we're going to be going through.
Okay, go on.
We've got some more delays. We've got some Space Jam news. We've got some Lois and Clark news. We've got some Justice League news because it is the year 2021. We've also got...
Remember, James, when it used to be Batman, Superman news?
Yes.
Or Shia LaBeouf news?
Yes.
We need a celebrity to be doing stuff in the news.
A goofball, but someone who's not, like, done truly terrible things that we come back to.
Yet.
Exactly, because that's what's happened
that's what
here,
he did,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So, allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. So if anybody knows of a celebrity that is out there just doing goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Like Nicolas Cage... who we've talked about on this podcast, because he's a podcast fan. Yeah. He's often just wandering around, but, like, dressed weird, yeah, but he doesn't do anything.
No, you need someone in the public eye. They're getting hot stories every week. And maybe we're due for someone like that.
I hope so.
Because it's been a while, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Also, some Star Wars news.
Oh, Armie Hammer's a cannibal, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Nah, it doesn't work properly.
Not really. No. Something you can riff on every week.
No.
Probably got a couple of weeks out of it.
Yeah.
It's the mutants coming to the MCU, mm-hmm. and then our WandaVision recap for the, well, just review for the series, really, in general.
Yeah.
So let's start off with delays but not dismays. Let's our favourite segment of, famous and favourite segment of the show, where we go through everything that's always being delayed all the time.
I feel that needs a theme.
It does, doesn't
it? It's been happening so often.
Could it be a... Starts out sad. Yeah, it gets jaunty,
gets
right?
Gets jaunty, yeah.
Not dismays.
Could be a sea shanty.
Yes.
I think it should be
a...
Yeah.
Everything's a sea shanty.
No, James. They're not popular anymore. That's why we should do
okay.
The trend's over, so we should jump on
that's
it now that it's
opportunity.
Gone.
That's a really good point.
So if
point.
Anybody has some sea shanty chops out there...
Yeah. What do you got?
Start a bit sad, get a bit jaunty.
Get a bit jaunty.
You know?
So Quiet Place 2 has moved from May to September. Excited for that?
No.
Me neither. But don't worry about it, because Fast 9 has moved from May 28th to June 25th, so 1 month, which makes me think that will probably move again.
Cool.
But then again, Tom and Jerry apparently is doing well in cinemas for some reason. That movie that people like or don't like, I haven't looked at it at all.
I know that it's got Rob Delaney in it.
Okay.
And I like Rob Delaney.
It's got Chloe Grace Moretz, maybe.
Maybe.
Paul Giamatti's the guy who runs the hotel.
Sure.
I don't know.
That's right.
And I'll never know.
Maybe Tom or Jerry is played by John Mulaney.
I think they're unspoken.
It's unspoken that it's John Mulaney.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is, Mason. But if we're talking animated movies, the big news of the week.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen this, but Space Jam, A New Legacy has some more imagery.
I see what this is.
There's been a couple of highlights which I want to go through.
Okay.
Now, as someone, you specifically, who's passionately in love with the Lady Fox from the Robin Hood movie, that's you.
No, that's you.
No,
but
no.
Continue.
I've written here that it's you. So it's in writing. So I don't know where else to go here.
And you're pointing a finger at me, but then you've got three fingers pointing back at you.
But I'm also holding a mirror. So it's, you know... I'm just saying that's where we're at. Anyway, controversially.
Seems we're at an impasse. We'll settle this one day.
Controversially, Lola Bunny has had a redesign. I mean,
not really controversially. It's manufactured,
most controversies, of this nature.
It's like when they redesigned all the women in Mortal Kombat and they've got clothes on now. And it's like,
did they do that?
Settle down.
It's outrageous. I wasn't aware. I haven't played the latest game. But. So, yeah, they're basically taking away her boobs. From what I could tell from the side-by-side images I was posted relentlessly to send to you, because they knew it's the easiest way to contact you. That's about this thing that you love.
So that I can pass it along to you.
But I was holding a mirror to my Twitter account.
Wow.
But, I mean, who cares? It's also a character that hasn't appeared in, 25 years or whatever.
I never saw Space Jam. So this character was created for Space Jam.
Yeah.
Hasn't existed for decades.
I mean, I'm sure she's in stuff.
Huh.
Also, this looks like they've digitized the characters and they've got fur, I think, maybe. So they're not like.
Yeah, I saw a still
2D.
Of Bugs.
Yeah.
Where he's in the real world and he looks very CG.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that.
I wonder if it's Billy West.
Oh, maybe.
I'll look it up.
Please
do.
I wonder if that's just for a specific scene.
Yeah,
when they're in the real world and they're digitized, but when they go into the cartoon world, they're back as cartoons.
Well, in the old one, they don't. That doesn't happen.
They're just cartoons. Okay, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of big names in this movie. I'm looking at these basketball players, and I'm like, even I know some of these. LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got here? Voice cast. No, it's Eric Bauza, B-A-U-Z-A.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, but the guy who used to do it, or sometimes did it. He was the voice of Philip J. Fry.
That's true, that. Yeah.
And many other things. Yeah, Billy West is a great voice actor. Anyway, I thought I'd read you the synopsis via EW because I thought this was a joke. So I'm going to read it to you.
Of Space Jam.
Yes.
Space Jam.
And you
Space
can tell
Jam.
Me
okay.
whether I've been tricked because I might have been.
Okay.
Playing a heightened version of himself, James, basketball man.
LeBron James, yes.
Struggles to relate to his son, Dom, played by Cedric Joe, who's much more.
So not his actual son.
No.
Does he have a son?
Probably.
Okay, cool.
Just like, you know, Michael Jordan had a fake family in his thing. Okay. Like in the first, first Space Jam, he lives in like a regular house, not like a walled off compound.
Oh, I see.
And people drive past and like, hi, Michael, as he's getting his newspaper. I'm like, that guy's never got his newspaper in his life.
He has a man who reads the newspaper to him every morning.
Exactly. Who's much more interested in creating games than playing them.
So that's
2021, isn't it?
Yeah.
When Dom's tech skills draw the attention of a CGI humanoid named Al G. Rhythm, played by Don Cheadle, the father-son duo gets sucked into the Warner 3000 Entertainment Serververse with the AI kidnapping Dom in the hopes of stealing some of the king's followers. In real life, he has about 80 million on Instagram. Cheadle doesn't consider Al G a bad guy, what bad guy does, but rather an AI with a chip on his shoulder.
Righto then.
So in the first one, they just had to play aliens at basketball.
Yeah, but I think this has reminded me. I think in this one, they're going through Warner Brothers properties.
Yeah, they're going into the Matrix, into Casablanca and whatever, and playing basketball against all of those different characters, presumably.
Oh, my God, we're playing basketball against Niobe and Ghost from the Matrix franchise. Whoa!
They're coming right at us in 3D, maybe.
Whoa!
So, yeah, there you go. That's apparently real. LG Rhythm. It's a kid's movie, though, isn't it?
I can't stop the Merovingian saying this long speech about the nature of humanity. I hate this.
How much do you think they're going to refilm and how much they're going to...
Well, are they... I mean...
Because they can't refilm, like... certain people because they're dead. Like everybody in Casablanca, obviously.
Oh, well, that's true. Could they be using elements of The Matrix 4 in this?
Yeah, like as a preview, possible, yeah.
You know, because if you can't...
No, what they'll do...
Yes.
One of them will run through the lobby scene with a basketball.
Yeah,
well, can you do that in a kid's movie because of bullets? Maybe you can't.
You could change the guns to radios, E.T. style. So they're just waving radios at each other. You know?
And radio waves are shipping the tiles off the wall.
Yeah, yeah. And then one guy's got a radio and then Trinity, like, kicks the radio and spins it all the way around and pushes the radio all the way through his head. You know? Be pretty, you know?
Pretty good.
Family friendly.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're going to have to watch Space Jam for Caravan of Garbage, obviously.
All right, fine.
Yeah. It's a kid's movie, so bear that in mind. And there's a moment where... some Looney Tunes shoot out the teeth of some monsters in a basketball game, and then you look down and they look like the guys from Pulp Fiction. They're in suits.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that clip.
So
okay,
you probably have,
that.
And it does the music.
Is it very pop culture referencey?
It is, but it's not like...
good?
Yeah, I guess that would be a way to put it. But, yeah, it's not reliant on it entirely, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. And there's some clever things in it. For example, Marvin the Martian is the referee because I guess he's the middle ground between aliens and Looney Tunes. Yeah. So there you go.
But he's an alien as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Just a lousy damn foreigner.
I agree.
Yeah, go back
to Mars.
He's
trying to blow up the planet for his view of Jupiter or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, stupid helmet.
Apparently those new Looney Tunes cartoons are quite good, the ones they've been making.
Like the new Animaniacs.
Yeah, exactly. But... and they've done like Bugs Bunny and whatever.
Oh.
And I think they took away guns and people were upset. I don't fucking know.
Laced them with radios?
I don't, yeah.
Elmer Fudd's just radioing for help all the time.
This rabbit keeps dressing up as a lady and kissing me.
Oh, and he just goes on to Twitter.
Yeah.
Complains about it,
yeah.
It's like it's society these days.
So
then he gets cancelled.
Then he gets cancelled, yeah. Good. Superman and Lois. It's a ratings hit, so much so that it's after the first episode aired, it was renewed for a second season. So, good, I think. So
the prank would be, obviously, we get a campaign to get everybody to stop watching it for the rest of the season.
Cancel and Superman then, and Lois.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great if we got that hashtag started? We shouldn't, because you're just destroying lives at this point. But part
it'd
of me
be
would love
funny,
it.
Though. It would be funny.
Because it's a show I like at this point.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't do it.
I don't think we should do it. I'm just saying it would be funny. In an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Where that's the kind of thing we do.
You haven't watched episode 2 as of yet, I think it's still pretty solid. For now.
Oh.
Until it all falls off a cliff, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're here, Mason. We're at the Zack Snyder Justice News.
Yes.
Justice League News. It's from IGN.
No, James. It's the Zack Snyder Justice News.
This is very. This
it
should
can
have
be
a
about. It can be either about Justice game. League or it can be about just justice generally.
Oh my God, I love justice!
Mm-hmm.
Like canceling Superman and Lois finally.
Yes.
Yeah, it's had it too good for too long. IGN of what do we got here? Oh yeah, they've what is this news? Hang on, what have I written here?
Is it titles? Is it soundtracks?
Yeah, okay, so it's basically a quote from Zack Snyder where there's hints about that it's a cliffhanger, essentially, because it was supposed to be 2 and 3 afterwards, and he released some details about those movies this week, and we might see them, but as I want to talk about here, it feels like they're trying to bury this movie, right?
Who?
Warner Brothers.
No.
I think they are.
In what way?
Well, it's not being released to cinemas, for one.
Yes.
It's releasing very close to, like, Kong versus Godzilla.
But isn't the point of this to push people to their HBO Max or whatever?
Yes, but that was the parent company that got this off the ground, not Warner Brothers. I feel
see.
Like Warner Brothers are trying to go in like a different direction with shades of this.
Well, what I think is interesting this week,
because why isn't he doing a sequel then?
You know what?
Maybe.
Well, see, that's I think that he's probably like, well, I could do some editing and wrap this one up, but if I make it so that it does end on the cliffhanger that I had planned originally,
yeah,
then the fans will clamor for another one, right?
Mm.
But I've seen some clips recently. This week, they have released more and more like little clips from the
movie. Yeah, I stopped watching them. Yeah,
and to me,
there's plenty to
to me
to
that
see.
would lead into your theory that they are trying to bury this, because you wouldn't think so because it's promotion. Yeah. But also, I think for a lot of people, the only reason you'd watch this is to see the bits you haven't seen before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if they're going to release them all onto the internet for free.
Yeah, but also it's 4 hours long.
That's
so
true.
How, they'd have to release a lot.
And they will.
And they will. When they release it, they'll release all of it at once.
That's right.
So, yeah, but the other thing, and the other reason I say that is because, yeah, not having a theatrical release anywhere. I thought it was coming to cinemas here. You had a message from Broden, from Auntie Donna.
I did.
Real name. Who was asking about whether there's going to be a screen. There's not. It's going to be on Binge here, my least favourite streaming service, which I don't have and will have to sign up for then cancel immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and that's what's doing the world over. So even though we've seen, like, all those trailers, you know, with the aspect ratio of IMAX, which we've talked about and whatever, which is...
Did you say you wanted to talk about that again?
I do. Okay, I do want to talk about it. But no, so what I'm saying is, like, they could push it out for a limited release, but also I don't know this for sure because it's in a pandemic and it's a movie that's already come out. Or for most people, they're like, this came out. Most people don't know that there is another, they've remade Justice League. I'm pretty sure that nobody I know in the real world knows this is happening. I'm fairly confident.
Yeah, that is probably true, actually. Yeah I think somebody messaged me a while back asking what the Snyder Cut was. So. Yeah.
And it was me. I was like, I'm just doing some show notes. And I'm lost.
I've been talking about this for years. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, but no. So, okay, so I criticise the aspect ratio.
It should be called Justice League. New footage.
New footage all day.
Yeah.
And it goes all day. It never stops. It's filmed for IMAX, so it's tall.
Okay.
And the excuse or the reasoning is like, well, it's so you get more in the frame and it's more like a comic book.
Okay.
But as I was saying to you the other day, but that's why widescreen started. Because it's like, because you can see more. So what are we just going to do? We're just going to go up. And then and if this kicks off, then we're going to go out again and then up and then out. We're just going to do this for the rest of our lives?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
It's like we're on a...
Why is the box better now? I don't understand what's happening. Do you know what I mean?
If I want to watch this on my television... which is one of those fancy wide televisions, how do I get it to fill the screen? I can't.
I there might be two ways to watch it.
Okay.
I don't know. There might
Quibi style.
There could be. You flip your TV sideways, but it could be.
Oh, my God, it's so tall. Superman's coming all the way down that building to rescue that guy. Look at him go.
But do you see what I'm saying,
yes,
right? I'm
yes.
not crazy, right? This is...
I mean, not in this particular instance.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, so do you... Like, it's weird to be like, well, there's more. But it's like, well, there's more whatever way you
Perfect
go.
Perfect tagline. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Well, there's more.
Well, there's more. It's taller, probably. So I don't know. Whatever. Do it. I don't care. But I think there's also a chance that down the line we'll probably get at least a limited IMAX release so people can see this in all its glory and whatever. But it's just not a good time to re-release a movie that people don't know existed and the first one people hated. It's just not a very good time for
Maybe
that.
Word of mouth will spread.
Maybe it won't because it's fucking 4 hours long and it already was released.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, what if they bring back Pan and Scan?
What's Pan? Oh, I hated that. Yeah, okay. That's how I watched
And it's just some guy just choosing what to focus on.
I watched every movie like that for like 3/4 of my life was watching movies like that.
Somebody sent an email.
We explain Pan and Scared, because there's got to be people who don't know what that is.
Okay, so back in the day, obviously, when a movie came to cinemas, it was in widescreen. But then when
because there was more of it.
There was more wide. But then when it was brought to TVs, which back in the dark age were like literally square boxes.
Which is good now, maybe.
They couldn't fit the entire thing in. So there were two choices for video makers to do. One was letterboxed,
yes,
which was you had black bars on the top and bottom of the screen and you could see the entire picture.
But TVs were small, so that was just a tiny image.
Yeah, or they could do pan and scan, which is where they basically cut off the sides of it and you got the square box in the middle bit. But whoever edited it for video would choose which parts to like focus on. So the camera, as it were, would sort of move back and forth depending on what action was happening on the screen. But the thing about movies is they want to use the whole screen. So a lot of time a movie would have stuff happening on opposite ends of the screen and you can't pick both. So what do you do? So like there's a lot of movies that are
sometimes they're squished.
Yeah. Squish them up. So like a lot of the time, you know, there are plenty of movies that I've seen in my life on VHS or on TV where I've then gone and watched the widescreen thing and gone, huh, there was a lot more happening in that.
Yeah.
Like I think a good famous one is probably Aliens, where all the alien stuff. Famous. But also when Ripley is being when Ripley gets unfrozen and she's talking to Paul Reiser, Paul Reiser's character, Mr. Paul Reiser.
How about you?
Yeah, he is doing a lot of like he's trying to tell her like, hey, well, you know, we rescued you, and here's all the good stuff, and here's some of the bad stuff.
Yeah.
But like he's doing a lot of like physical acting as well to be like, I'm being a nice guy kind of thing. Yeah. You know, kind of like I'm not a soulless corporate scumbag. But you can't really see any of it because it's all
just see his head.
Yeah, you just see his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul Reiser was furious for years. That's why he went to television, because he's like, look, I want to be framed properly, so I'm doing television.
The show Mad About You was actually mad about the guy who made that particular Pan and Scan edit.
Yeah, a lot of people that's who he's talking about. That is very true.
That's like, it's like that Phil Collins song. It's about the guy he saw do a murder or whatever. One day, Paul Reiser invited this guy to a recording of Mad About You. He was like, "It's you. You're the one I'm mad about."
What? You were saying a different thing, though. Someone sent you
I've
an
lost
email.
My train of thought.
Someone
I don't know
sent
where
you
this
an
is
email
going.
Or something.
Oh, right. Someone sent me an email. They were saying about intermissions. I think they were from. It wasn't Spain, or it was like a Nordic country, I think.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it was like Iceland or something like that.
I can try and find that while you're talking,
Maybe Google, maybe go to search for intermission. And apparently they have intermissions. Like it's a standard feature in a lot of countries.
Yeah.
Which made me wonder who chooses where the intermission goes.
Right.
Like if Marvel make a movie and they're going to send it to a country they know has intermissions, do they have an intermission guy who puts an intermission somewhere? Or do they just send it to the country and go – put
choose
it where you want it.
Yeah, I got one when I saw the first Iron Man I've talked about.
Where was
Italy,
it?
In Italy, in Rome.
No, I mean, where was the intermission?
I have no idea. Huh. I thought the movie broke.
Or like...
Maybe it did. I don't know.
Or maybe like they just give it to each cinema chain and they just let the guy in the booth choose where it is. And he does it mid-sentence.
It's entirely
sometimes.
Possible. Yeah. I don't remember it being like in the middle of something.
Yeah.
Andrew has written and said, yeah, not sure if this is all of Europe, but no matter how long the movie is, there is a guaranteed 10-minute intermission. So there you go. But this might be a different person because he's also from Canada.
Whoa.
So we might have got a second one as well. There you go. Unless he's also Nordic or you just made that up. Maybe anyway, speaking of intermissions.
Maybe I wanted to make it seem exotic and frosty.
That sounds like something you would do.
That's right.
I can
a Nokia.
I can read out for the Justice League the 54 tracks if you want.
Please.
I'm not
maybe
doing
that.
Maybe
just pick some highlights.
The Sun Forever Rising, number
these
25.
Are the soundtrack highlights.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Indivisible, number 36. 37, and The Lion Earth Did Roar Part 1, 38. The Lion Earth Did Roar Part 2.
Oh.
41, My Broken Boy. My boy.
My broken boy. It's Batman's ode to his car. My beautiful boy.
This 48, The Crew at War Power.
Oh, yeah. Do any of them strike you as big spoilers?
This one, 23, A Glimmer at the Door of the Living. No. What about this one? 21, Smoke Become Fire.
Whoa.
Smoke Become Fire?
Smoke Become Fire.
Smoke Become Fire.
They resurrect Captain Caveman to help in the battle against Darkseid. Or Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Whatever,
I don't
doesn't
mind.
Matter. Yeah, whatever he's up to. Anyway, we also got
that's Phil Hartman. We know what he's doing.
So these are six chapters that have been titled. I guess spoilers if you care, sort of. But we know how this movie goes.
So these are now the movie title, the chapter movie
chapter titles. Six of them. Okay. Part one, Don't Count on It, Batman.
Nice.
Part two, The Age of Heroes.
Also, that's probably about the calculator.
Yes.
Or Mr. Abacus, I don't know.
Mr. Yeah, very good. Part three, Beloved Mother, Beloved Son. Part four, Change Machine. Part five.
It's just the Flash at a literal change machine. Yeah. Flattening out his dollar.
But he's frustrated because he's fast and he could kick over the machine.
And he wants to go to brunch.
And he wants to go. He could, what is brunch? Part five, All the King's Horses. Part six, Something Darker. Perhaps. Huh. Yeah, so there you go.
And we get All the King's Men.
Yeah, I said that, didn't I?
No, you said all the King's Horses.
Oh, sorry. No? Oh, yeah.
Right?
I don't know what to make of that.
Do you think that's a... Do you think
that'll be for chapter two.
That's a Humpty Dumpty reference. Do you think that means we're getting...
an Eggman?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I hate to get political with you, but Humpty Dumpty is never referenced as an egg. If you listen to the actual words of Humpty Dumpty, it's never said he's an egg.
You've just taken Mr. Potato Head from me and now you're taking Mr. Humpty Dumpty egg.
What kind of absolute fucking goof would think, would be like, I can't believe they've changed... They've gone too far. I'm going to buy all the Mr. Potatoes. You've fallen for a marketing trick, moron. Also, nobody was calling for it. They did this. It's like with the Dr. Seuss thing. They're like, the people are censoring. No, the Dr. Seuss people did this, and now you're rushing out to buy books.
You've never heard of. You fucking dumbass.
You're just giving money to the people who made this decision. Anyway. Anyway, Humpty Dumpty was just a man who fucking fell off the wall and split his head open and died. Whoa. And they went, we couldn't put him back together because we obviously don't have the technology for this.
That's right.
Because it's medieval or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he was just a man who sat on a wall, cracked his skull in two.
If anything, but you know, you're being overdramatic. In this era, if somebody had stubbed their toe, wouldn't have the technology to save
That's
him.
Right.
So, you know, duh, he's going to die. He fell off a wall.
All the horses didn't help.
Wow.
This is from the Illuminati. New news, Mason.
Okay.
Ewan McGregor is joining the Cassian Andor series in a recurring role. Probably
Andor?
Obi-Wan. No.
Huh.
No, Mason.
Huh.
Mm. He's already in Star Wars, Mason.
Whoa.
Does that mean he's off-world? He's like, I don't want to watch a boy. It's weird. I keep getting weird looks. So I'm going to leave. I have to leave, okay? Because it's weird. People are getting suspicious.
They're calling me Peeping Ben Kenobi. So they call me. I don't want the name to stick. And initially I'm like, haha, good one. Hoping that I'll, you know, they'll stop doing it.
But they're like, seriously, and the robe and the looking at a distance, it's very odd. You're an odd duck, Kenobi.
Yes.
So, yeah, what do you think of that?
Cool.
Same time period, I guess.
Yeah, nice.
And off the back of that, also from the Illuminati, the mutants. You heard about this, I think.
Yes.
This is going to be Marvel's, the movie, it's Marvel's introduction to mutants. It's going to be a complete reboot. And all that we know about at this point is Kevin Feige is going to be the producer of this movie.
Now, according to whom? Because you've said the Illuminati.
They're pretty solid.
Okay, but who, what is their source? James, I want names.
I don't know, inside. You can't reveal your sources, Mason, right. You know that.
Okay, but do they have some sort of vague, like the people who said that She-Hulk was going to get a series, they've told us this is true.
It's a great question. I'm going to find that for you right now. In the meantime, you can do the next bit of news.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know, you got to tell me.
Okay, I'm just going to look. I'm just going to check Twitter real quick.
Actually, there is no more news. That's the last bit of news. So, yeah, just find anything, Mason.
WandaVision stuff on Twitter. Good.
They don't say. Just obtained from our sources.
Whoa.
So there you go. But no, they're pretty solid by all accounts. And even then, like, people get things wrong and whatever. So.
That is true.
But they are coming. Like, we know this.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
This news isn't like. Yeah. Like, the name is probably the biggest thing to come out of that.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is, I don't mind either. Because you can't call it X-Men because they. They used all those X-Men names.
You can't call it the New Mutants because...
Can't call it Dark Phoenix because they made that movie twice already.
Yeah.
Like Justice League.
Can't call it Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein because it's not accurate to anything that will happen in the movie, to the best of my knowledge.
That wouldn't get people into cinemas, would it?
People who love the Dark Universe.
That's true.
What if they did Dark Abbott and Dark Costello?
Didn't they already fight a mummy or something? Abbott and Costello fight Dracula and the mummy or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think they met all.
Did you say
that?
Yeah.
I said Albert and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. No, but all of them. I mean, a team.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it over different movies? Was it one movie?
I think it was different movies.
I just realized I don't care like at all. So let's move on, Mason.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Let's talk about WandaVision. Again, we've got all our recaps, so I don't think this is going to be like super duper duper extensive because we've done hours on that.
We've already done our due diligence.
We did, haven't we? With the help of Collings.
But with the help of a couple of days of hindsight, what do you reckon about the series overall?
Okay, I think the release schedule definitely helped for drumming up interest.
Yes.
The reason it became popular is because people were talking about it week to week. We know this from other series. We've seen it in The Boys. We've seen it in The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Those are top rating shows because people keep talking about them. However, it's clearly to the detriment of some people. I think it would play better as a block.
Okay.
Yeah, in terms of like...
Is that what you think?
That's what I think also.
Whoa.
And that being said, I like waiting week to week. I prefer it.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to choose... No, I just said I prefer it. No, I'd like to sit down and watch it all at once.
Okay.
Like if I had to choose and watch it when I want to watch it. Because every week there's a new theory and there's a new this and there's a new that. And I know we feed into that massively. We did that. Maybe not as much as some. I saw a comment that was like, maybe you shouldn't fan theorize as much. And it's like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do then?
That guy.
But what do you think? That's my thought.
I enjoyed it week to week. And but that's the thing. I think there is a difference between a fan theory that is like, if this doesn't, you know, go the way I think, I'm going to be mad about it. And isn't it fun to talk about this?
Yes.
It's some fun water cooler talk, James.
What about someone
that's why we installed that water cooler to record all the recaps.
That's true. It's not even water in it. We just stand around it, don't we? It's got sand in it. it's just cooling a big jug of sand.
That's right.
But we could just put water in it, I guess.
Wow, no.
The sand in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, but I did, that being said, like, I liked it being week to week. I liked for us breaking it down that it was week to week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked theorizing and getting different opinions and, you know, and I think going through this, you know, I'm changing my mind as we do this, but going through different sitcoms worked week to week.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to like... You know, I think it was probably smart to do. I think it was smart to do two at once because they're very short, especially when it's, you know, open the episode and it's like it's 54 minutes, but like 18 of that is credits, which I don't mind because right. People work.
They
on
do
this,
have movie length credits,
and they should
they?
Have yeah. credits because a million people worked on these.
Yeah. How do you feel? Because it's been a significant number of weeks since the sitcom conceit has really been an issue. Like it sort of became just a Marvel action narrative several weeks ago.
Yes.
How much of the sitcom stuff do you kind of retain and remember enjoying?
I enjoyed most of it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the Bewitched Era one, I think, the most.
Yeah.
With the magic show was a real highlight for me.
Because it had some – it had – effects that were – also there's the first one, the I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
either, because we haven't. That would be fascinating actually to watch the making of, because in the
which is coming up this week, by the way,
secret episode. In the I Love Lucy episode, Wanda has to make dinner, and we cut to her in the kitchen, and all the stuff is floating around. It looks exactly like as if they put them on strings, a la.
I'm pretty confident that they did. I think they did everything as like as they used to with,
because they would have had, because they did have a real live studio audience, yes, supposedly. They did, yeah. So yeah, so people, they would have opened that door and seen her with the with the vegetables on strings, because also at this point they could do visual effects that look like
easily. Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem. But then if you've got a live studio audience, that's what are they looking at? Nothing.
Yeah,
you know. So I think also,
oh, you have men in green suits.
Yes.
With vegetables on
very
sticks.
Very cool. Yeah. But I think...
You're in a union. You got to...
Yeah, well, you got to do
can't
it.
You,
yeah,
what is string in a union? No.
String is not in a union.
Yeah.
Not yet. But yeah, as we know from those early episodes, though, they're filmed authentically as they were, each of the eras, with the cameras from that era and the lighting from that era. And even the crew would dress up in era appropriate. So yeah, my understanding is that, yes, all of that was filmed.
There you go.
The way that it would have been, with exceptions where, like, Vision is phasing when he leaves the room to change into a robot or whatever.
I'm considering watching this week, unrelated but somewhat related, Bram Stoker's Dracula, you know, the Francis Ford Coppola one, because I was just thinking about it the other day,
because all the
effects are apparently in-camera effects, so I should get to that.
Pretty incredible, yeah. There's some stuff in there. There's some shadow stuff I remember being very impressed by.
Yes.
And train stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, Dick Van Dyke was a consulting producer on this.
Was he real? I was going to say, because I know Paul Bettany. Well, they both talked about it, but I know Paul Bettany really struggled with, like,
interviews.
But it's a different
not
kind.
Shooting his damn mouth off in interviews.
But it's a different.
We'll talk about that, I think.
Yes, it's a different kind of performance for both of them for different eras.
Yeah,
and you can't just do Dick Van Dyke like an impression. It's, I don't know what it is, but they both nailed the aesthetic and the feeling and the timing.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that. It
actor training.
Actor training, exactly. Yeah, yeah, but you don't see that kind of acting anymore. You know what I mean? That sitcoms, they're not made like this.
That's true.
So I thought just an incredibly faithful recreation, and I really enjoyed that. And I think as we moved up, when we got to like the Malcolm in the Middle era, I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Okay, what era was your last one where you're like, oh, yeah. Was it like Family Ties kind of?
Yeah, I quite like the 80s one. I didn't like the 70s one because I like hate the Brady Bunch and that and that era of sitcoms. But yeah, what about you?
I loved them all.
Loved them all?
All sitcoms. Yeah.
But that being said, because we've talked about before, like in the episode specifically, like that Modern Family aesthetic and who are they talking to? And I think people wrote in and said it was an exchange student or something.
That's filming a documentary about his life there.
Which they may not even answered in show. I can't remember. But, yeah, so that.
And then the rest was police footage after they found that kid in the basement.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. So, yeah, it was more interesting to me to see them recreate the older stuff.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And with the magic effects and all those kinds of things. That stuff, and that's going to be the stuff that I'll be interested in for behind the scenes, because like when they're flying, spoilers, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
When they're flying at the air shooting magic at each other, like I know how they did that. Not to say that it's easy to do, because it's obviously not, but I know that. They stood in front of a green screen on wires. Like I know that.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or was the volume? I don't know. I don't think it was, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Let's talk about fan theories though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I think as a result, there weren't any surprises after the Evan Peters Quicksilver reveal, really. I don't think there was anything for me or even others that I guess some post-credits stuff.
If we imagine this is a giant movie, like a giant Marvel movie, would there have been
the screen's taller?
Yeah, so tall. Oh my god, two visions fighting right up the top of that building. If it were a big movie,
yeah,
would there, you know, like a big Marvel movie, would there have been a bigger twist at that point where everybody's like, oh, there's going to be a thing, or would it have been a certain point at the third act where you're like, oh, it's just going to be lasers at this point?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe, because they don't always have big twists.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking
about.
Like, if you look at the end of, like, Captain Marvel, there's the Tesseract at the end, and this is, like, equivalent to something like that.
Yeah.
You know, all the reveals in that are pretty early on. I can't even really remember, to be honest. I mean, there's bigger ones, like Iron Man obviously has a huge one, you know, but there's other ones that the big reveal of Iron Man 3 is Mark Ruffalo is there. So that's true, yeah. So they're not always like,
yeah,
universe fucking collapsing.
Yeah, yeah.
Revelations.
And like the big twist of Captain America: Civil War was that there wasn't any big bad guys to fight. Remember, like the we're expecting you know, that Captain America has to fight a big team of super soldiers just as strong as he is, but then they've all been killed already. So
yeah, I like that. And then they had to fight each other.
Yes.
Mm. So yeah, so every week there's fan theorizing. Like, we got sent a bunch of YouTube channels who looked into it, obviously more than we did.
Yes.
With big deep dives and whatever every week, and multiple videos. And I'm not begrudging that, because yeah, you should do that. That's what you make.
Yeah.
But I think off the back of that and people having their own theories, I think some people got their expectations up way too high for something that was happening. And I'd tempered mine for that last episode, because everybody involved with the show came out and said, you should really temper your expectations at this point.
Which ramped them right up for me.
Yeah, I was like, well, this is the biggest twist ever.
They've gone meta. They've gone into the real world with this
twist. The thing is, like, you'd kind of know when that's real or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would have been like, there's one thing that's really, like, and they stopped doing that. They were like, there's no things, there's nothing. You wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even like Second Vision was like, that was like a twist, but it wasn't like an earth-shattering revelation. It was like, oh yeah, okay, pretty good. You know what I mean?
I think
not to say it's bad.
Yeah, but I think that is an earth-shattering. That's a revelation on par with like the Civil War thing that I just mentioned before. Like
sure,
the fact that there is another one. It's just that did people see that coming ahead of time? Were people like, yeah, there's going to be another? They're going to rebuild the Vision.
I don't think so, because
he
was tracking the Vision in the thing and whatever. I think
that's a good solid reveal.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but I'm saying, like, it's not something that people would be like, oh my God, it's Tony Stark back from the dead. It's not like that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's not a big celebrity cameo.
It's not a big celebrity cameo. It's not Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker.
I don't know. I just think people need to get over the idea that there's going to be a big celebrity cameo every time, you know?
But also, if they need to stop doing that then, because people are never going to get over that.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. would have, they would have doubled the budget if they'd gotten him in for 2 minutes.
Well, here's a question for you then. Do you think going forward from this, and I think you've even asked me this question, but here's it for you, a mirror to you, Mason.
No, I don't know how to answer this.
Do you think the lessons learned from this for both the audience who are watching them and the show, what's that going to look like? Do you think it's going to be audiences being like, remember WandaVision, let's not fucking go crazy? Mm-hmm. And what do you think for the people show running it? Do you think they're going to reel in the actors and maybe even ramp up the cameos to
oh yeah, Ryan.
You know what I mean?
Oh, good question.
Mm.
Oh,
well, you thought of it, I think.
I did think of it, didn't I? I think step one is gonna be talk to the actors.
Yep.
And say, we love your funny, dry British humor, Paul Bettany.
Yes.
But don't do that again.
I don't think he did anything wrong, to be honest.
No, I think, like, it's really funny.
It didn't upset me.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was funny that he said there's a huge cameo and it was him. I think that's really...
See, that's the thing. Like, it's a TV show that people are getting for free if they already had Disney Plus. And I'm like, what do you want?
Every time you say that, we get one person's like, it's not free. It's not free. Just to be clarify, we don't know that.
Yeah.
We think it's free.
We think it's free.
Because I turn on my
Australians
TV
get it for free,
and it's just on the TV.
Yeah.
There's a button for it. And I don't look at my account. Like, I rarely look at it, so I don't know if they're taking the money out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just so people know. Yeah. So,
and I watch it through somebody else's window. So it's free as far as I'm concerned.
Free and mute.
That's right. Just how I like it.
Yeah. But I think, they're gonna have to, like, be like, yeah, pare it back a bit.
Yeah.
Or shut up completely.
Because I think if they go, okay, well, I guess we've got to put in some more cameos, then that's gonna ramp up the budget. And I don't think they've got a lot of money, but they don't have. I mean, they've got all the money, but they don't want to spend all the money.
But I think also, like, this show isn't about where's Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
And I think for me, the payoff of the show was.
Did I hear there's a spelling competition?
No. Stop it! Stop it!
When he shows up, that's what he
stop
shows
it! Stop
up.
Doing that.
And I hear there's a spelling bee, and then he shoots some bees.
What if he just came in and just started doing kung fu on Agatha Harkness? Just really laying into it. Just that firecracker kung fu, just karate chops to the neck face.
He just appears. Yeah, no, just one really hard one to the back of the neck, and she crumples. Or she's, you know, Agatha Harkness there, and she's shooting lasers, and there's fire coming from the sky, and she's like, I'll have all your power, Wanda, you can't defeat me. And then just Doctor Strange shows up and gets her in like the choke, and just and it, everything stops, all the fire and the smoke and the lightning stops, and all the soundtrack stops, and it's just awkward choking noises. And he just brings her to the ground,
I reckon he
MMA style.
And then he lets her, just drops her.
Just drops her. And he's like, there, easy. And he just walks away. I think that'd be fun.
That would be fun. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Avengers theme goes, but it seems a bit confused.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. So, yeah, no, for me, like, the heart of the show was the relationship stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reveal that, like, I guess it was a big reveal that, you know, he wasn't real or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that those guys kind of, you know, working through grief, and there was another goodbye. But it's different than the first goodbye where it was done in the moment where a monster was going to stomp on your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different, you know, scenario. And
for sure.
It also brings up the question of, like, well, she could just make him at any point, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
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 Mm.
And have little chats with him, I guess.
Yeah.
You could, but now she knows she doesn't need to.
Yeah, but she should.
She should.
I would.
She should find White Vision to just.
No, but he's like all planet. Like. We should talk about White Vision because I think that was a good inclusion.
I think so too.
Liked that battle. Like, we talked about this, I know, but there were two sky battles, and one of them was pretty subpar, and one of them was two visions just fucking swatting at each other with lasers and morphing them through. Which
and
I
then
was
swatting,
good.
And then swatting over a bloody Greek mythology.
That's right, exactly.
A couple of swats.
Yeah, to a lot of people, that conversation, and me included, was one of the highlights of the whole thing.
It was reminiscent of his conversation with Ultron at the end of Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there wasn't even an Ultron cameo, Mason. Maybe.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Where is he? What's he up to?
It's probably Hayward.
Probably I
was. Just kidding, it wasn't. He was just a regular guy.
Yeah, who shouldn't have gone to jail for doing his regular job?
Good question. They could probably arrest him for reckless endangerment or something. Reckless robot endangerment?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of people not getting arrested all the time in the MCU.
Unlicensed weapon of mass destruction?
Yeah.
Maybe that.
I guess.
Yeah. Because he could have, that vision, he could have lasered that whole town.
Yeah, but also, like, it was fucked. It was all fucked anyway, wasn't it?
I guess so.
Like, I think it was justified to be like, there's people trapped in there and I've got this machine. I think he should have just been honest and said, well, not for the show, for the show's sake, but if he had have just said, there's a vision in there and we don't know what's going on, so we're going to send in our vision.
Yeah.
And people would have been like, yeah, seems, yeah, legit. I don't know why he went to jail. I genuinely don't know.
He probably will probably get out.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him in Loki. Yes.
I don't think he'll be in Loki.
He won't be in Loki.
No, it's true.
What about this, though? Do you think the explanations for things came too late? Because we got to, like, episode 3 and people were like, what's going on and this is getting tedious? You know, like, did they push that
right.
too far? I thought it was a good time to kind of reveal things.
Yeah, look, I think the most awkward, like, handbrake turn of this series was when Agnes shows up at the end of episode 7, I think, or
sure,
7, yep. and just says, it's me, Agatha Harkness.
Yes.
You know, the witch from the comic books.
You would have read all the theories about that already.
You called it, everyone out there.
Yes.
Like, I felt it was a very awkward.
I'll just change the, close this Space Jam and your legacy tab that I had open. Sorry,
terrific.
Go on.
I just think it was an odd inclusion, and the way the line was delivered was if.
Yeah.
You out there, the viewers know.
It was that, I think we even said at the time, it was that Wrath of Khan remake, Into Darkness reveal of like, this isn't for anybody in the room.
Yeah.
This is for,
those in the living room.
In the living room. Thank you very much so, and very good. But I again, like, the biggest disappointment of this show happened in the last episode for me was that it was just two people in the sky, like, shooting lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Really dull stuff, man. And
sure,
I know it was also in line with, like, all of the things that she can do.
Uh-huh.
I know that. But also, like, she can make anything.
Uh-huh.
So maybe make something
interesting. A big
catcher's mitt. A big catcher's mitt, yeah. You could do, like, you know, like they can do with Green Lantern. You can either, you're kind of paralyzed by choice, or you can do something, or you can do something really entertaining.
Maybe she was.
But it was just like, there's too much power and whatever. It's
they
like,
should have done like a, they should have done a Modern Family-esque cutaway at the end, and she was just sitting there. She's like, I was just paralyzed by choice. I didn't know what to do. I just kept thinking of catcher's mitts. Just endless catcher's mitts.
What about a choo-choo train? But then I was like, well, steam train or electric train? I couldn't decide.
Right,
so I just did another catcher's mitt. So,
but I think the point of that was meant to lull everybody into the false sense of security so she could make the runes.
Yes.
Right?
I see that. And that was okay. But also, I think you called that the week before.
I sure did.
Yeah. Which, and anything that you predict means that it's void and not interesting anymore.
Anything I predict, if I could predict it, why even bother change it?
Yeah. What about this, though? Because there has been criticism.
I should be on set for this sort of stuff.
Change it. Change this.
Guys, I figured it out. And then a red light goes off in the studio. They're like, he's figured it out. Change it. Do a better one.
You should have a switch or at least a siren on your head.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about this? People are saying like the ramifications for the future. It doesn't really change anything.
Ramekins for the future.
Because Vision's still dead. I mean, there's another Vision out there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the town's back to normal. Wanda's still grieving. Though I think there's been healing there. Mm-hmm. But I don't think so. I think there's a lot of stuff here that's left at play.
Yeah, I think this episode is meant to be a stepping stone because if you said, okay, the Vision died at the end of Infinity War and now he's back at the end of this and everything is fine, I think people wouldn't buy it inherently. Like they'd be like, well, it seemed unearned. But if you do the halfway measure stepping stone, you get the body out there floating, flying about, being like, I'm so tortured, I don't know about anything. And then you
have just trying pants on in a store. What are pants? I'm trying pants on.
I'm eating brunch. What is brunch? And then you have his soul within Wanda, and so she can talk to him, or see his memories or what have you.
Yeah.
Then that's the stepping stone, and then in a later movie or series, they'll reunite the soul and the body, and he'll be back, and people will go,
They built to it.
Yeah, like it's an unearned way to bring somebody back from the dead is to have them die, and then minutes later you see the dirt come off the top of their coffin, and then later they're brought back to life through like an electric soup.
What are you referring to?
Just at the top of my head. Sure. That alarm's going off.
Okay, it's interesting. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Or
like have someone explode in a ship and then the next scene they're just not Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, they also
and
that.
And they're like, Chewbacca's dead.
But I think the one, when it comes to superhero media, like the one thing that's the most difficult to get over is when somebody dies. But they always come back, but you can't just be like, oh, they had a cloning booth or whatever. Like you need... There needs to be the suspension of disbelief needs a certain distance or like
definitely you need distance and a decent idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Or one. But usually both, I would say. Yeah. Yeah. And I think I think when it does happen, and it will. And it might be a situation where he's not fully as he used to be or whatever. But I think though the bigger ramification is she might be evil or really screw with the universe because she did ruin everything and then like walk away and nobody stopped her.
That's true.
So I think I don't know whether they'll do like full villain stuff.
I wonder as well.
I'd like them to go that way.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it though. Like, you know, we just had a decade's worth of movies about a guy who wanted to remake reality.
Yeah.
Or you know, change reality in his to his whims. You think they're going to do that again?
I don't know.
I mean, it is different.
Yeah.
But it's not, I feel it's not different enough.
Do you think they'll tie it into Mutants maybe and do something like that?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
The Mutants.
The Mutants, the movie The Mutants. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's, I don't really have, we've covered this extensively, but I thought, these are some good things we could talk about here, topics.
I think generally speaking, even if I were to have found the ending a bit lackluster, and I don't think I did because I feel like the fun to me of this whole series wasn't really the reveals or the theories. It was Wanda and Vision.
Agreed.
Going through their marital problems.
I agree.
And we got a satisfying conclusion to that.
I agree. So I completely agree. I also liked the show.
Yeah.
Even if I did find the sky fight just whatever.
Yeah.
Because every now and then, these things, they veer into like standard superhero stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But, you know, that's
which isn't
how
to
these
say they
are.
Won't be. I'm sure Disney are taking all this into consideration.
No doubt, yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, a lot of people found the finale underwhelming, so more people in the sky next time.
Yeah. Also, more witch stuff. I'd love to see more witch stuff, like more and different witch stuff, like with Doctor Strange, where they do more Doctor Strange stuff.
There will definitely be more witch stuff.
Definitely.
Something that occurred to me.
I also like the aspect ratio. I want to say like a shift between so you know where you are.
Oh, yeah, true.
I like
that. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say something that occurred to me in the post-credit sequence, the one where Wanda is in the little cabin.
Yeah.
When Doctor Strange is astral projecting, like best case scenario, who's like slumped up against a chair.
Yeah.
She's just doing whatever.
Yeah.
So she's astral projecting and she's
Just
living her life.
More someone screamed that she was more powerful than the Sorceress Supreme.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So maybe that's what she meant.
It's probably,
you don't have to be slumped on a chair.
It's true.
You can have a cup of coffee, a cup of joe.
You're not going to wake up with a crook neck. You can do some neck exercises while you astral project.
Exactly. That's cool and rad.
It is cool and rad.
Cool, yeah. Oh, no, all in all, I think it was like a really good start to this and proves that, you know, this MCU stuff can work on television and be as effective as, you know, the better movies.
Yeah.
And I liked having stories play out over a longer period of time. And I think it's going to be, I think Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to be different again, as we mentioned. That, you know, it's probably going to be more straightforward. I like the episodes are generally longer. They're all like an hour, but, you know, with credits. So with like 8 minutes
probably.
So, and it's only six. So, yeah, I like that. I think the reason they did 22 initially was obviously because that was the format of a sitcom.
Yes.
And they don't need to do that every time. I think maybe the what ifs might be a bit shorter, I'm guessing, but I don't really know.
Oh.
It's interesting that there's different stuff, Mason, and they can do different stuff.
It is, yeah.
Different things can be good or bad.
And they can pretend they're going to do a making of episode and then it's a secret bonus episode.
There's something. There's a hint for you, Marvel, if you're listening.
That's right.
Also, give us another chocolate heart. Another one. So we'll talk nicely about your show.
Or a heart made of money.
Oh, that's way better.
Right?
Yeah, because we could get all our own chocolate then, couldn't we? We could choose our own chocolate.
That's right, yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, again, we'll be back to talk about these in a couple of weeks. We've got, I think, one Falcon Winter Soldier thing coming out later this week in prep for that. But, yeah. Cool, Mason?
It's very cool.
Should we do the Letters theme? No, the What We Reading theme. Yes, should we, right, Mason? Yes.
We should do the segment What We Read and What We Gonna Read.
That's what we...
Our famous segment.
It's so famous. People know it.
It's true.
All right, here we go.
I'm doing the theme.
What are you Westworlding, Mason?
What am I... Westworlding Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Because it has not been... It's not been available on streaming.
I just bought season one on YouTube a few weeks back.
On YouTube?
Yeah, it was the only way I could get it. I can't remember why.
Okay, well, it's on Star now, so.
YouTube doesn't remember where you're up to or what you're doing. It's true, you find the individual episode every time.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It really is,
so now it's on Star.
Now it's on Star, yeah, so there's a bunch of
What do you think of Disney
there?
Star in general?
I'm way more interested in the stuff that's on Star than anything really that's on Disney proper, I think. I mean,
it's a bit of a shallow pool at the moment, I think, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of countries are experiencing this, but all for different things.
Yes.
A lot of shows have licensing agreements with different channels in different countries.
In the US, it's all Hulu.
I saw somebody on, I think on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Oh, my goodness.
That they were watching Atlanta on. Yeah. Star.
We don't have
Atlanta on Star. I think it's probably
SBS or something.
It's I think it's on Binge.
Boom.
Yeah, it was on SBS, but now it's on. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
But eventually it'll
big
get there.
Big crap, Mason.
Big crap. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Until we get an ad for them.
Yeah. But,
just know, even if we do an ad, I think they're big crap. But, but I want their money.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I've been enjoying that immensely. I've also been watching a bunch of YouTube. I don't know. You have any channels you like? You recommend
a bunch. I could do. I mean, I'd have to bring it up, Mason.
Yeah, please do.
I wasn't ready for it.
I've been watching a guy called Thought Slime. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I do not know Thought Slime.
He's a real lefty fella.
I don't know about that.
He's right up my street. He'll do a video essay on if you like, you know, H Bomber Guy, or you like Lindsay Ellis, or you like any of those types, or Sean.
Sean, make more videos.
He hasn't done a video in like a year or something.
What are you doing, Sean?
But anyway, he'll do this Thought Slime fella. He'll do a video on
I know this guy. I've seen this guy.
Yeah, he'll do like one week he might do a video on here's all the reasons the minimum wage should be raised or whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll do a video on Akewood, the webcomic from the early 2000s.
Okay.
Or he'll do an extensive walkthrough of the maniac cop movie franchise, for example.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know, it's good.
Excellent. Well, if you like him, you might like R.M. Brown, who I recently found.
What's that then?
He just looks at things and is like, what's going on with this idiot? Like, he recently did
James, we should make that a video series. It's just we look at a thing. It's just a video of us. We look at a thing. We're like, what's with this idiot?
Like, we'll look at, Adam Carolla recently came out and he's like, talking about how teachers should get back to work and all teachers are cowards or whatever, and who cares because kids don't get sick anyway and whatever. And
I used to swing a hammer.
Adam
Carolla.
Exactly. It's like, Adam Carolla, how do you fucking see yourself? Because you haven't You've just been doing whatever this is for like 40 fucking years. And he's like, I'm a common man. You're not. You're just like on a different fucking ethereal plane. Like when he looks at himself, what does he think he is?
Working class hero.
It's fucking lunacy. Like I don't think about him. And then I think about him and I'm like, shut up, Adam Carolla.
I've also been watching, actually, H Bomber Guy retweeted one of his videos. There's a guy called Noah Caldwell Gervais, and he does various videos on like video games and all this sort of stuff. But he released a video today. It's called What Kind of Game Did Cyberpunk 2077 Turn Out to Be Anyway?
Okay.
It's like a 90-minute video about like people's expectations of the game and like
just adding that to my queue.
How it works, like how it works. How does it feel in relation to like the cyberpunk genre generally and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Really interesting video.
I will watch that also.
Cool.
Also, I've been, as you came into the room, I was watching Coming to America.
Now, you're watching Robin Hood, the animated Robin
Hood. No, I was watching the Russell Crowe version, Mason. You just saw that because that's all you see. essentially, for those who don't know, it's a sequel to the other one.
Yeah, the original one from it's the 80s, right?
Yeah, and it's like all comedies, long gestating comedy sequels, it's pretty fucking boring and bland.
Is it?
And there's some okay jokes every now and then.
Based on what I've seen of it, the previews, it looks to me like it's one of those ones that's it's a sequel, but it's also like a remake of sorts?
No, it's not a little bit. Okay. It's set more in like the fictional kingdom or whatever.
Okay, right.
So it's not as much that.
Because the previews are sort of leaning heavily on, oh, they've gone back to the barbershop, they've gone back to the burger joint or whatever.
There's also stuff in it, like, because I know people have said, like, it would be better if it's R-rated. But I don't think it would because it's not funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, the stuff that I remember being good about that first movie is that, like, the jokes, not like the R-rated stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I don't even know if that movie's good. Maybe it's not. Like, I don't. Maybe it's just something that people fondly remember.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you for $1 billion.
As I was sending a haul in that.
Yeah, he's got like
Bradley's a very, very nice guy.
Yeah, and
like,
that's
he's
the thing,
like he's very, like, apparently, because it came out this week, I saw a lot of tweets of like, I met Arsenio Hall and he was the greatest guy I ever met. Yeah. Like, he's so.
Yeah, and like, he's good and I like Eddie Murphy and like, Eddie Murphy's son in it is quite good. It's just whatever.
Okay, great.
But that being said, it's like, it's better than Zoolander 2, which was atrocious. Okay. It's probably more like Anchorman 2 than Zoolander 2 if I had to.
All right.
Yeah, but also I've got 10 minutes left and I just might not watch it. So save that what you will,
okay,
Mason.
Let us know. We'll be on tenterhooks until next week and you can tell us what the last 10 minutes is about.
I will. And just to sum this up, I'm not disappointed because I don't care.
Okay, sure.
Like, I've never cared, and I continue to not care.
Huh.
Yeah. Also, I've never seen Dumb and Dumber. And I won't.
Whoa. You don't have to.
I won't.
Wow.
Do you want to? I've only seen the prequel, When Harry Met Lloyd.
Because you wanted to watch them in chronological
that's
order?
Right, yeah, I haven't really seen that. Okay, should we do the next segment of the show?
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you, some letters, they're only a day away.
I'm going to hear right now, we're going to do letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter.
Or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Check it out if you can, if you will.
Yes, check it out, the concept of that email address.
Please do.
Check it out.
Put it into your Microsoft Word and just give it a good hard stare. What do you got going on there?
Look at those edges, you know?
Helvetica.
Put it into a nice font. It'll look better, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll put...
And then center.
Yeah, that'll give you a good mindset for the letter you want to write to us.
Definitely.
Because you put it in Comic Sans and be like, hey, what's up, bros?
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember when you used to have
to... Helvetica.
If you wanted to double check like an email, you'd have to like write it in Word and then copy it in because of spell checking.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Do you remember when... You remember at a different time than now, do you?
No, actually, honestly, I don't.
Yeah, you don't need to. Don't worry about it.
As far as I know, I've always been in this room doing podcasts.
It's so weird when you think back to like the way that things were because it happens so gradually. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
And just like the idea of like things that used to be is just like, that's fucking lunacy.
Well, speaking of, here's an email for you.
Okay.
It's from Sophia. Growing up and losing interest in previous joys, it says.
I love it.
Hi, James and Mason. I've been watching your videos ever since my brother showed me the 5 ways Batman could beat Superman video and started listening to the pod a few years after that. To put that into perspective how long that's been, I just turned 17 last month.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, I felt my interest and excitement for comic-related stuff waning, and it might just be because I've been extremely busy with school and beginning to apply to college-related things, but it might also not be. I know it's normal to grow out of certain things, but it just feels a little strange because for so long this has been a pretty integral part of my personality and adolescence.
Yeah.
Since comics and comic book movies are pretty integral parts of your lives, what would you do if you began losing interest? Have you ever felt a crisis like the one I'm going through?
Well, crisis?
Yes.
Look, I'll be honest, they're not all good. And like,
yeah,
like
that's true.
But like a lot of them are fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And very few of them are great. But I like the general idea of them,
I think,
more than sometimes I like the individual movies, depending on the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I just hate whole universes that they create.
But the dark universe.
Yeah, but that's like, I went off like a bunch of stuff that I'll like circle back to. But also like the majority of stuff I watch, it's not comic book stuff and read and all that. Mm-hmm. Like I read comics. But I also read regular books now, Mason, like an adult man.
Whoa.
Like
about home accounting?
About home. Like if you listen to my other podcast, Suggestible, like, I mean, it's mostly, you know, Claire's like, you watch the same shit, which is probably true. But I know like you, like we watch a bunch of shows.
It's just you watching Roadhouse.
every
week. It's just, yeah, like, I just like it. He's just just the manliest of men.
It's who I want to be. It's who I aspire to be. But, yeah, I watch other stuff. Like,
is that a dad movie, Roadhouse?
No, it's like a guy that you meet at a barbecue and he's the worst.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? He's okay. Like, you soon Roadhouse?
Well,
yes.
Then I stand by it.
But you watch different stuff. Like, the stuff you watch
Yeah, I think sometimes, like, a good example might be, like, live comedy,
yeah,
which I like seeing a lot. And at one point I would see like 2 shows a week.
Too many.
But yeah, and I think at a certain point I just got oversaturated with it. And yeah. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
But then, of course, now we've had a year of...
No comedies.
No live comedies at all. And I'm just raring to get back into it. So
it's also really exciting when something good comes out, you know what I mean, after a while.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and that's fun.
Yeah.
Also, I guess with a lot of this comic book stuff, for me now it feels very spaced out.
Yeah,
and I think if I was younger and there were 20 Marvel movies and I watched them between, you know, 11 and 17, I'd probably be like, plus in addition to DC and everything else and TV, it's a lot to watch in like a short period of time.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And I think the question also is like, what about it is waning for you? Is it the superhero stuff, or is it the very act of like watching movies? Kind of, because if it's like, oh, I'm tired of superhero stuff, well, there's a whole world of other.
Yeah,
stuff there. Watch a Stanley Tucci film.
I think like a lot
not
of
not a Transformers film.
No, don't watch that one at all, or the two that he's in.
Watch a classic. Go track down The Godfather or something. You know,
yeah, it's too long. But
watch half The Godfather,
and then watch the other half next year.
Yeah,
but I think that also can be applied to anything. Because most things are fine. A bunch of stuff is really terrible.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Some stuff is so terrible that it's great. And there's like a small percentage that's amazing. And also then you look back and you're like, that wasn't amazing for whatever reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like I'm just constantly looking for like a great thing
or
an entertaining thing. And every now and then you just find something that just really speaks to you and is incredible. Yeah, which is what I think is fun. What I think is fun about it.
You've seen Some Like It Hot?
Which one's that?
It's the one where it's got Marilyn Audrey Monroe.
Oh, that one. No, I haven't seen
it. It's good.
That.
I saw it the other day.
Oh, really?
It's on Stan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's fun.
I watch half now and I watch half.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah. I'll just.
Okay. So it's like funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Isn't it like two guys trying to.
Yeah, it's
Walter Matthau or the other grumpy old man.
No, it's not Walter Matthau. I'm going to look it up because I'll.
The other guy from Grumpy Old Man.
No. Although maybe.
Let's have a look. Tony Curtis and
Tony
Jack
Curtis.
Lemmon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Lemmon.
He's the other Walter Matthau, you're right.
Grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a lot. No, I was going to say he's a lot. He's not. He's dead. He died in 2001, which was the year that he died.
Yeah.
Listen, Mason.
Yes.
What about you? Are you bored of things? Do you hate things? Is there anything else that you've like, I'm sick of this shit?
No, but I think I do like a refresh the palate by like not.
Yeah.
Doing it like watching a non-superhero thing.
I find fandoms exhausting, and maybe it's because I get a constant barrage of lunacy. Not even directed at me, but yep. just fucking lunacy in comments and Twitter feeds and whatever. It's just takes it, you know, maybe not bad, but bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Sure, bad takes.
Bad takes, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think maybe look for something else then.
Yeah.
Just have a branch out.
Watch
half of The Godfather.
Watch half of The Godfather.
And then half of Some Like It Hot.
What you should do is you should get one of those books that's like, you know, 100 movies to watch before you die, and then rip off half the pages and then watch half of each one of those movies.
They're all the same. It's like you've got to watch E.T. You know, you got to watch Goodfellas. You got to watch Shawshank. And to be fair, you should watch those because they're good.
Yeah.
They're all the same, those books.
You know what else I recently rewatched? And I'm like, because I think the last time I saw it was like on the ABC in the 90s or something. Citizen Kane. It's a good movie.
Don't think I've ever seen it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I should. Well, yeah, it's good for a reason. Mm. I've heard like a criticism of that now is when you watch that, you're like, I've seen this done before.
Yeah, right.
Because it literally started everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like even the way that sets worked and whatever, the way things like creative camera work and direct. I should watch that so I can watch Mank. I should watch it. Don't you think?
Yeah, you should watch Mank.
I got a tweet here that says from Keith, and he says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. And then he says, the least believable thing in Kong Skull Island is the ratio of cars to motorbikes in the streets in Saigon. What's the smallest detail which has taken you out of a movie? I have one that's very specific to me, but if you have one.
I think we mentioned this maybe on a Mr. Sunday Movies video. Mm. One is when somebody is watching surveillance footage we've got this cell
phone
footage.
We did it on Inhumans.
Well, they're like, oh, they got this cell phone footage of the guy breaking into the bank or whatever, and it's just footage from earlier in the movie with edits and panning.
Or it's black and white or whatever.
And they've just put a filter on it or whatever. I'm like, that. I just saw that.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Don't piss in my pocket.
Exactly. Like, it would just.
Yeah.
Nobody's cutting on a cell phone footage or whatever. That's annoying. Also, when somebody is handed a cup of coffee and they drink from the coffee and there's clearly nothing in the cup.
Just put water in it.
Which I never noticed before.
Scrubs.
It was pointed out on a – I think we have something coming up. But, I watched the commentary of an episode of Scrubs and they're like, that cup's empty. And I'm like, you can tell. And I'm like, oh, my God, you can tell. And now I can tell all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Fake babies, big one for me.
Oh, yep.
Uh-huh. I noticed. But the one I think stands out the most, and it's really egregious in even very good movies, is Photoshops of family photos where they've clearly just spliced in just someone's head onto another body.
Yeah, right.
And it's supposed to be a photo from when they're kids, but they all look different and they're all lit differently. I've thought about like putting together like a montage of this for whatever reason, but I don't even remember like one movie that I've seen it in. But it happens all the fucking time. And I also notice when it doesn't happen and I'm like, good stuff.
Yeah, you know they've gone the extra mile if you look at the family photos and you go, oh, they could be a family there.
Especially if they're younger because it's like that's good photoshopping then.
Uh-huh.
Or they met, I don't know, and they got a photo.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that to me is like it's very jarring. I think there's maybe one in Interstellar, but I honestly can't remember.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, I've got an email right here, James.
I love email.
This is from Luke. It says, help, my wife is dreaming about Meso.
Oh, no.
Greetings, James and Meso. I've been a fan of the podcast for years now, and I got married this past October. Congratulations.
Oh, no.
I listened to a podcast while we were driving to our honeymoon, and I could tell my wife was somewhat into it, but also not at the same time.
Oh, no.
A few weeks later, I put on the Santa Claus Caravan of Garbage on TV for us to watch, and something clicked for her. She was all in. Then we're watching the sequel videos, then the Mummy Trilogy, Transformers, etc. Since then, she's been watching all the Caravan of Garbage videos, and she actually started going back and listened to all the 2020 podcasts, and now after a few months, she is nearly caught up. It has been routine for me to come home after work and hear James and Meso in my kitchen with my wife or have her ask me if she can turn the boys on
whenever
we don't have anything to watch. And it's officially gone too far. This morning as I was getting ready for work, my wife said, I had a crazy dream last night. It was about the boys. Oh boy, what happened in your dream? I replied. She went on to explain how in her dream she was listening to the pod and Meso had started a GoFundMe to purchase a private island in the shape of his head. She said that in the dream she donated $10 to Meso's GoFundMe and that was it. So my wife is officially obsessed with you all. I'm hoping this makes it onto the pod right before she catches up to the current episode. Can Annie and I be the official Weekly Planet married couple from Indiana? Yes, you may.
Boom, you got it.
Yeah.
Is that why you've grown the beard so you can buy a bigger island?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes.
Don't want a tiny chin island. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Though you have a normal chin. Like some people grow a beard to like disguise.
Cover a zero chin.
You've got
yeah,
like a,
yeah,
you've
yeah.
got a normal man's chin.
Yeah.
People have seen that. There's old photos.
But you've got to watch because if you do grow a beard of a certain size, you yeah. have to, like if it gets to a certain point, people are like, there's no way there's a chin under that. You know what I mean? And then it seems like it's cheating.
It's a myth.
Yeah.
What right. about this one? It's from David McDonald's who said, hello, Weekly Planet Pod, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod and all that. How much of an effect do you think COVID has had on the MCU timeline? Not just the release schedule, but how the shows and films connect. Do you think Feige and Marvel had to remove or change post-credit scenes to fit in the new timeline? Yes.
Yep.
I don't specifically know what, mm-hmm. but 100%.
And they will never tell us at this point because yeah. Disney will not tell us anything.
I think if we get Black
Widow. Not us personally. No, they obviously won't tell us yeah, anything yeah. personally, but they won't tell anybody. Yeah.
But you can see why like they didn't need to get WandaVision out after Black Widow, for example.
Yes.
They, at this point, as far as we know, they have nothing to do with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they probably won't. But I think they're going to have to release Black Widow before what's coming up. I don't know. Something.
Sure.
Something.
The Eternals.
Eternals. There
or
you go.
Shang-Chi.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Shang-Chi.
Yeah, it's going to be right.
Kung Fu, mate.
We should do a whole right. episode on things that take you out of the movie.
I
reckon I've got a whole bunch okay. just bubbling up and I'm like...
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I just think about that.
I don't have any with me right now.
Okay.
They're in there.
But they're bubbling away.
As soon as you stop hit stop recording, I'll be like, and what about the thing?
You write it in your weird little leather notebook.
Why
that you
in my weird little leather notebook?
We've got some audio email though,
that's
don't
true,
we?
That's true, we
do. We've got one. So if you do want to send that through, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, just open up a bloody Gmail, don't
that's
we,
right.
Mason?
Mm-hmm.
And then record a voice memo, sorry, first. Keep it brief. Maybe do a practice run. You know what I mean? Maybe practice in the mirror and it's back to you. You see what you're doing.
Maybe just scream right in your phone and send it straight
Fine.
Away.
It can be a video.
Yeah.
But there's no point. But it can be.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. What was that one that you – what was the screened one that we looked at? I can't even remember at this point. Cause
it was from?
Because I had it open and then I did a search for intermission and I lost it.
Oh, it was from?
Garth.
Yes.
It's not from Garth, but
no.
it's about
– Yes.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. Okay, this is from Nate. Hey, James and Meso, attaches a voice memo from letters. I know it sounds a little whispery, but I got my kids to sleep and recorded this quietly in the corner of the basement. Ha-ha! Cheers, Nathaniel. Nice. Here we go. Let's get this fired up, Mason.
Okay.
Tangled headphones much, Mason?
Shut up.
Yeah, you shut up. Ready?
Yep.
Hi, James and Meso. Nathaniel here on unceded Umaha and Ocheti Shakowin land on Turtle Island. Things are fucking depressing in the U.S., what with the pandemic and a shit ton of Nazis. So to cheer myself up, I decided to re-watch Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. While YouTubing the show, I stumbled onto the entirety of its run with audio commentary. The commentary is done in character with Garth, Dean Lerner, and Todd Rivers, adding a whole new layer of funny to the show. And I wondered if y'all had tried the show with this commentary. Also, as two of my favorite commentary track makers, I wanted to hear your favorite movies to watch with commentaries on. Ones that were super fascinating behind-the-scenes sources or just super funny ones like Dark Places. Anyway, been a listener for years. You've truly been a source of happiness in my life and my family's. Keep up the good work. P.S. Also, can I be the official Ogla Lakota of the podcast? Thanks.
Absolutely. I won't attempt to say that, but you can, definitely.
Love it.
Yeah, so we do get a lot of emails that are like, you should watch Dark Place. And yes, we have watched it, and it's an excellent show. But
it's great. It's weirdly hard to get, but it's all on YouTube, I think.
Yes. But... I have not watched the commentary and
no.
I'd forgotten that they did this. Because you also, I know you've talked about the talk show as well that they've done.
Oh, yeah, Man to Man with Dean Lerner. Yeah.
But no, have you watched it?
With the commentary, no.
Yeah, no. So that's, I need to rewatch that, then I'll watch it again, I think.
Because that's a whole new layer of meta.
Yeah.
If people don't know Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, it's a show within a show. It's a fake show. It's terrible, but it's deliberately terrible.
Yeah.
And the people within the show who created it think it's genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. It might be one of the funniest shows ever made.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, but in terms of audio commentaries,
yes.
Do you have any standouts?
Well, I think
Arnold Terminator 3.
Well, obviously that one. Well, here's you know Tropic Thunder.
You were of course, yeah. Yes.
Robert Downey Jr. does it in
yeah.
character.
But not the first Garth Marenghi.
Wait, what?
Not the first one to do it in character because Garth Marenghi
That
did
was
it.
First, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, because
I've never listened to that.
Okay, because in Tropic Thunder,
yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.'s character says that he doesn't drop his character
yeah.
Until he's done the DVD commentary.
Yes.
And so he remains in character throughout the
do
entire.
Do the rest of them stay in character?
I don't think so. I think it's just him.
Incredible.
Yeah, but then he...
You couldn't make that movie today, Mason.
No, that's true.
Because why would you? Because they made it already.
They made it already, yeah. That's true.
Sorry, go on.
Ah, All my memorable commentary tracks are problematic now.
No doubt.
That, and also the Firefly commentaries are good, if I remember correctly.
Okay, right.
Because they've got Nathan Fillion's on there, and Jewel State, and the guy
Marina
like.
Baccarin.
Yes, she's in it.
Okay, cool.
And the guy, you know. Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk, I like him. He's
those
a good storyteller.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings are amazing. They get all the cast back, and they also, they intercut between the cast at different points. So it's always, there's always something happening. Do you know what I mean? It's not, there's no dull points because they're like, oh, Orlando Bloom's like slowing down. Let's cut over to, and Dominic Monaghan.
Get Elijah Wood in.
That's right. Well, they got Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd to do it together, and they're a fun pairing. So they're probably my favorite two together. But yeah, those are great. Those are really good. I, you know, like 15 years ago or whenever those came out on DVD, I watched everything. All the commentaries, everything behind the scenes. And
even the extended versions?
I watched everything that they put out for that ever. And I remember some of it.
TV Tropes has a page on in-character DVD commentaries.
What do we got?
Let's have a look. Okay. Film live action. Here we go. Muppets from Space.
Okay.
Muppets. Tropic Thunder. Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, extended DVD, Andy Serkis is joined in the commentary by Gollum and Smeagol.
Very good.
It's good stuff.
Take that, Robert Downey Jr.
One DVD release of Space Jam has commentary by Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Very funny.
But not Lola Bunny. in-character commentary on This is Spinal Tap. I actually have a lot of that.
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, the DVD of Donnie Darko includes the complete Cunning Visions evangelical promo film as a bonus feature, plus optional commentary by the in-universe producer and director, who both believe it to be a masterpiece despite all evidence of the contrary.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
There you go.
Meta.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
The Freaks and Geeks DVD set has two of the teachers give commentary on one episode in character.
Okay.
There you go.
All of those things are before Garth Marenghi. Some of those things are before Garth Marenghi.
Yeah.
So there you go. We've got another audio message here because people, I don't know if people know this, Mason. They might know this. We do one screen and we do one unscreened. One's a wild card.
Yeah. This is the wild card.
We don't know what we're getting. This is from Amy.
And what'd she say?
She says, I love listening to the pod at work, and most of the time I get to sit in my room by myself, put the headphones on and chuckle endlessly to myself. Unfortunately, while I was listening to the latest Caravan of Garbage, Superman 4, my boss came in to make some phone calls. Never did look busy, I grabbed my notebook and pen and started writing down what you guys were saying. Of course, I couldn't keep up, and I ended up... And what ended up being written was some kind of hallucinogenic-fueled poem. Anyways, I've included the audio of me giving a dramatic reading of that part of the awful poem. Disclaimer, this is probably not funny, but I, as a tired person, am obsessed with it.
We'll be the judge of that.
That's right. Obsessed with it, Mason, as well. Oh, I know you love that. Yeah. So here's an excerpt from my correctly titled Garbage Caravan. Can I be the official terrible poet of the pod now, Amy? We'll see.
Well, if it's terrible, then
we'll see, yeah.
Okay, all right. To be in a superhero movie? Yeah. Do you think they put the glasses on her? There's not really a third. There's many more. Guys that said don't do anything and then your world exploded? No, he says nuclear man. A nuclear man? Oh my god, maybe he wasn't making a nuclear man after all. No, that's true. Thinning real hair than being bald? In a way, I have. We're doing hair talk. How does Superman cut his hair? And I'm talking all his hair.
I enjoyed that. It's I don't think anybody
You've got
else
the job.
Anybody else could I'm gonna play that to some people and see
if they like it.
I enjoyed that. I remember that. Yeah. I remember those things. I enjoyed that thoroughly. No, you
it's,
can't
it's
be.
It's interesting.
That was art, and that wasn't terrible.
That's right.
It had a certain rhythm to it as
it
well.
It did, didn't it? And it's interesting how themes emerge, isn't it?
It certainly is, isn't it? Yeah. Wow.
We do talk about hair a lot.
We're pretty rote, aren't we?
No.
Standard.
James, would two men who are pretty rote get a series of drinking games made around them where every time we say the same things we always say, people take a drink?
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, they would.
They would, yeah.
Before we wrap things up, though, a bit of a sad news, but not bad news, but because everything's okay. Don't worry. We mentioned this on my other podcast, Suggestible, and Claire was going to come in, but she's not to explain this, and she'd do it better. But she's not feeling too well. She's a bit under the weather.
Oh.
She doesn't have COVID, because you have to say that now.
She's got Y2K.
She's got Y2K.
The worst virus.
That's right. Bitten by the bug. But
she said bleep, blorp, bleep. Can't come in here to deliver this news.
So basically we're making some changes at Planet Broadcasting. And so the idea is, for those people who don't remember, about 5 years ago we took a whole lot of podcasts and put them together under one umbrella where everybody retained their own thing and owned their own IP Graded Owen podcast. The idea was that everybody kind of feeds off each other and promotes each other and whatever. And also Claire was getting ad revenue for a bunch of people, right? Mm-hmm. But as of more recently, we've moved everything over to Acast, and Acast now sort all the ad revenue. They put in the ads that people might see in the ad, I was going to say the ad-free feed. They don't put it in that. They put in regular ads. So what we're basically doing, we're just disbanding anything that we don't own. And as mentioned, that's not – none of those things are going away. So if you love any of those shows, if you love a Do Go On, for example,
that's right.
If you love an Auntie Donna, if you love a Time to Die,
love a Don't You Know Who I Am,
that's right. They're all still there, yes. And they're in the exact same place they've ever been.
Mm.
But it's
in your ear holes.
In your ear holes. That's right. The Facebook group, though, because I know there's a lot of contributions from people who make those shows and also who people who like those shows. That's,
well, they're all banned.
They're all banned. They're all out. If you mention them, you're
in the show. If you like the show, you're out.
We're going to come to your house. We're going to hit you so hard.
No, they're going
to
be in there.
No, it's all going to be. I mean, they can leave.
Yeah,
if they want to. But yeah, so it's essentially as well. Claire does most of the work on that with the ad revenue, but also as she mentioned on Suggestible, she kind of worked herself out of the job because when she did start it, there wasn't really a big company that kind of did all ad revenue.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd have to like build an ad.
She was chasing leads.
She was chasing leads and all this kind of thing.
She was doing
drugs and crime.
She was doing drugs and crime.
Yeah. But it's also – there's still a lot of work that has to be done with it. It's a lot of admin stuff. Collings does a bunch of stuff. He listens to it and he puts together the newsletter and updates the website and admins the group with a bunch of other lovely people and things that you may not even know about because he does a lot of the ad stuff now as well.
So he does a lot of drugs and
he
crime.
He does drugs and drugs and crime, him and Claire.
Yeah.
But just over Zoom because they live in different countries. But hopefully one
they're
day
they're like, Claire, let's make a drug sandwich. I'll do drugs on this side, you do drugs on this side. Anyway.
Yeah, so it's going to free him up a bit as well. But also it's Claire's trying to build some other things. She's got a newsletter which you can actually sign up for, which Collings will hopefully link below maybe, or I'll link it below, where she talks about some musings on life and some recommendations on that. She's starting a new podcast which she's currently assembling together and might be shopping around a bit, but I don't think she should because I don't think she needs help with anything.
Was she going to put it on another network?
Well, maybe. I don't know. But no, just like exploring options, you know what I mean? But it's going to free her up to do more creative things also, which is like really exciting for her and for me as well. So, but big thanks to everybody involved in that. Again, there's probably no bad blood, I hope, and maybe there's some bad blood. You know,
there's a tiny little
just
bit
a little
of bad
bit
blood
of resentment,
and it's somebody we're not expecting.
Yeah, that's right. I would love that. Yeah. So look, again, everything's all the same. You might not even know what we're talking about. But yeah, it's been absolutely awesome working with all these different people, and all the crossover stuff is still going to continue.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah, so we're happy to promote any and all of these shows and other shows as well.
Yeah, I mean, the reason everybody got brought in is because we enjoy listening to the show so much.
Exactly. So, for example, like Mason's doing a live Primates in a month.
I forgot about that. I should have put that up
there
top.
There you go. Well, we'll mention it.
We'll mention it next week. For people who don't know, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and I and Matt Stewart of the podcast Primates, that talks about primates in popular culture, is doing a live show at the European Beer Cafe.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale, I think. Hang on, I bet I can find the actual details.
I'm pretty
we'll plug
sure
it again next week. April the 4th, 2 p.m., European Beer Cafe. Go over to the Primates Twitter feed at Primates Pod.
That's right.
You can buy tickets. I'd like to see some people there.
That's right. I might be there.
Oh.
But I won't be in the show, which is less stressful for me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So I can just be in the audience and not be funny or interesting.
You can heckle. Interesting.
I don't want to be that guy. You're like, oh, we also do a podcast. I'm involving myself. No, I'm not going to. Maybe I will do that.
Is that your heckle?
That's my heckle.
Wow.
I know Meso from a different show. Mark's probably coming on maybe with Naomi to talk about Mortal Kombat like in a few weeks.
Oh,
probably.
That's right, yeah.
So yeah, that's if he can, because they're also busy all the time. So yeah, that's what's going on, nice. Essentially. So no major changes except for that major change that I mentioned. Mm. And we might be merging the sites into one, like the Big Sandwich and the Planet Broadcasting, to make it easier for – we don't know. We're still working it all out. So just FYI. What's next, Mason? The end of the show.
End of the show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and telling a friend and lying to a friend to get them to listen.
We love that.
Sending in emails.
Get your wife addicted and then dreaming about us.
That's exactly right.
That's all we want, yeah.
And then leaving a nice review. James, you got one there?
Got a couple here. This is from MA Blank, who says, worth at least the cost of two Big Sandwiches. The Weekly Planet is the most engaging and fun podcast there is. Two friends, mates or mates with an eight, if you will, talking about comic book, TV and movie news, shooting out to you, always fun and worth a listen. The best community as well on Facebook and Reddit.
That is true.
Very difficult to cultivate a following that is supportive and engaged today. I've been a subscriber of theirs for some time now and did not consider the money wasted. So, yeah, thank you so much. And you can do that, like a lovely long one, in app or just write from re-review, write, no, keep the butthole, which refers to the theme song, which I'm constantly threatening to change. What else, Mason?
One day he'll do it, and I'll never know. No. I won't know for like 6 months.
That's right.
Folks, if you want to get a hold of us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can send us an email. You can send us a voicemail. We'll take them all. We'll take all the emails.
Anything and everything.
You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. Sign up to that newsletter still.
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
It's still a great newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's still great.
He's
at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. And on Instagram, I'm Nick Maso. NickMaseau. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I'm sad of myself with it.
What would you change it to?
Big James.
Big J.
Big J. I'm not that big, but most people won't meet me, so they'll be like, "You must be huge."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They can't tell on the internet.
Can't tell.
It's true. If you want to support the show, you can go to Patreon.
Unless they find my mugshot.
It's got your height there. Unless they see you at the front of a 7-Eleven where they've got the things on the side of the door.
Mm.
Get your height on there. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can chuck in a buck. I would very much appreciate that. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to buy some stuff through Amazon, you can do it through the link.
Yes.
Yeah, it helps us out. You can also go to bigsandwich.co, sign up, $9 a month, $9 in dues.
Too many podcasts there.
Bonus podcasts, movie commentaries.
Early stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Mm.
Great time making that stuff. We're going to make some more stuff.
Doing a batch this week, a hot, fresh batch, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got some T-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for The Weekly Planet.
Yep. Maybe we get money for that. I have no idea.
I don't know. Who knows? But people get T-shirts.
They
do, good.
And that's fine.
We see the T-shirts.
I'm in May. The idea of running a merch store is so stressful for me. I'm just like, I'd rather not. You know, you see people who run like merch lines for their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I bought an Auntie Donna Morning Brown mug.
Oh, very good.
And I'm just like they're going to send those out and people are going to be like, I got a broken mug. Can you fix my broken mug?
Could deal with tpublic, mate. That's what I'm saying. Email tpublic.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
That's the whole show. Next week, I don't exactly know, but something is happening. And we'll talk about it, won't we? I thought it was Justice League, but it's a week after for Justice League. Maybe next week we'll talk about how much we're looking forward to Justice League.
Just an hour of that?
I could fill an hour.
Oh, my God, absolutely could as well, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. But yeah, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Superman's not going to have a regular coloured suit on. He's going to have a black coloured suit on.
Are they allowed to do that legally?
How is the Martian Manhunter morphing thing going to look?
Pretty good, I'd reckon. Oh, you mean like what effect?
Yes.
Yeah, a bubbly effect, do you think? Or a slick
morph? I want it to be that one where he sort of crumbles.
Okay, yeah,
crumbles
I like that one.
And it comes
one.
Back
yeah.
together again. But I wonder if it's going to be bad.
It's going to be a morph.
Yeah.
Maybe a rubbery morph?
Yeah. It's going to be like from like a computer demo from the 90s.
Yeah,
it's going to stretch out and then snap back into play. I don't know. I honestly think my enjoyment of the movie is going to hinge on how good the morphing is.
You might be right.
If it's novel morphing, I'd be like, they've thought this through and there's been some care and attention.
What about this?
What if he just goes into a phone booth and he comes out
I was
going
to say, what if he does? What if he's like, excuse me, while I get something from the basement and he walks, pretends to go down behind a table, then he walks back up.
That's right.
Martian Manhunter. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty. And it's just a guy in a Marvin the Martian costume from Warner Brothers Movie World.
Terrific stuff.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. And thanks for the edit. We're all
grab that Jimmy, guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.